Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Folks, this Salcedo Storm podcast is going to be more important than I thought it was initially going to be. Here's why. I was out there looking for, you know, prepping for this podcast and trying to find just a publication that did one simple thing. Informed all of Texas or informed readers, hey, is your particular area impacted by a runoff election? You know, I couldn't find one source that lists all of the runoffs in Texas that are coming up on May 28th, I believe, is when the runoff election is. What does that tell you? It tells me that the biased press really wants to downplay this. They don't want to cover it. Why? Because some of their best allies are up against the wall. Some of these fake Republicans, some of these leftists who have been delivering for Democrats, and the biased press knows it. They know that these so-called Republicans have been stabbing conservatives in the back session after session after session. So they want to keep it on the down low. The DL, as the kids say. So I had to go out and piece it together across several articles. And so this is going to be, praise God, your one-stop shop so you can get all the information you need and you can pass it on to everyone out there. And if you already had your local rhino go down in defeat because they betrayed you and service to socialists, well, then you can help others in their races to defeat even more rhinos. What I've said is the political earthquake that took place on Super Tuesday, that earthquake needs to result in a tsunami by wiping out all of the rest who dared oppose their voters, who dared oppose the conservative base of the Republican Party, who dared oppose the vast majority of voters in the state of Texas on myriad issues in service to socialists. Now, there is a documentary film that I believe was the foundation for the massive earthquake that hit on Super Tuesday. It was the documentary that lifted the veil of what these fake Republicans were doing inside of the Texas State House. That documentary was the Texas Heist. And for the first time, Texans had audio and visual representations and real explanations as to why, even though we had a Republican-controlled House, why the Democrats' agenda items were getting done and scant few conservative Republican items were getting done. For example, there were 8 GOP priorities coming in the last legislative session. You know how many got done? 2. Just 2, while hundreds of Democrat bills were prioritized and passed inside the Texas House. That is a House that works at the behest of Democrats, controlled by Republicans, but works at the behest of Democrats, because a lot of these so-called Republicans really are Democrats. And that, my friends, is what the Texas heist revealed.
As I've been traveling Texas, I've had people telling me that they feel like the Texas House is run by Democrats. Look, we can all count. There are more Republicans in the Texas House than Democrats. But these folks have been insistent. They point to the large number of basic Republican priorities and conservative reforms, some that have been watered down, others that took an unnecessarily long amount of time to accomplish. Many have been ignored completely. They bring up border security, election integrity, school choice, eliminating property taxes. And they point to the most active Republican attorney general in the nation being impeached by the Republican-dominated House, but with more Democrats than Republicans voting for impeachment. So, do the Democrats control the Texas House?
And that was the question asked. And at the end of the documentary, you came to the inescapable conclusion. Yes, they do. By the way, the Attorney General Ken Paxton impeached on evidence that was not gathered under oath. What was the result? Well, the co-conspirators who gave this quote unquote testimony, not under oath, they were able to hurl all kinds of mud and crap up against the wall. And hey, everybody said, man, who would get up there and lie? Who would get up there and lie so much? So all of the Republicans fell in line behind their leadership saying, oh, this is for real. This is for real. Then when they got to trial, then when Ken Paxton didn't go away, when they actually had to go and prosecute the impeachment in the Senate, we found out these co-conspirators changed their stories once they were criminally liable for lying under oath. And the co-conspirators had no idea what the Ken Paxton team knew about what they had said and about what really happened. So they had to tell the truth under oath or else face jail time themselves. That's what was cooked up by Republican leadership in the Texas House. Leadership that was loyal to Democrats and not their own voters. Not even to the truth. Not even to fairness. Because, as you know, it is wrong, it's immoral, it's corrupt to impeach somebody on testimony that wasn't given under oath. And if they did vote for it, they shouldn't have. They should have known better. And a lot of these Republicans fell because of that. A lot of these Republicans on Super Tuesday fell because they opposed parental school choice and education freedom. Some of these Republicans fell because they went to bat for the enemies of the United States by making sure that China, Russia, and Iran could continue to buy farmland and land in the state of Texas in an effort to spy on our people, spy on our military installations, and of course, compromise the food supply. So these Republicans who were really doing the bidding of Democrats found themselves out of jobs on Super Tuesday. Now the runoffs against these left-wing Republicans, and they've got great challengers. Like, for example, House District 1. Chris Spencer, the conservative, up against Gary Vandiver, the pro-Democrat Republican left-winger. David Covey versus Speaker Dade Phelan. Yes, I'll have more on Speaker Dade Phelan, a man who gaslit the conservative movement, a man who was put into power by Democrats, a man who put Democrats in charge, like his left-wing predecessors, put Democrats in charge of powerful committees with the expressed intent of killing conservative legislation. Katrina Pearson versus the contemptible Justin Holland. Justin Holland has no friends other than Democrats. And of course, Dade Phelan, who is also, in truth, a Democrat. Alan Schoolcraft versus John Kempel. Now, John Kempel. Now, many of you might be going, wait a minute, why does that name sound so familiar? Well, my friends, let me point you to a tweet from conservative Representative Brian Harrison. And Brian Harrison wrote the following on X, formerly known as Twitter. Since Dade Phelan won't tell you the truth about how he worked to protect the DEI staff while drunk, I will. After the Texas Legislature Senate passed SB 17, Phelan's team, led by Representative John Kemple, gutted the bill in committee and sent that weak bill to the floor. Representative Matt Schaefer filed amendments to fix the bill. He and I had to go to the floor to expose how Phelan Kemple gutted the bill and demanded it be fixed. Video in comments. Phelan's leadership team dragged us into the back hall to pressure us to back down. We refused to cave and worked with the Senate author to restore most of his bill. Phelan's team spent hours colluding with the Democrat caucus to find another way to gut the bill. They agreed to slip in an amendment that creates lifetime protections for DEI staff by making it illegal to fire DEI, or what I call DIE, diversity, inclusion, equity employees. A waste of government money, a waste of taxpayer money, folks. This is now Salcedo speaking. I'll get back to Representative Harrison with this next sentence. The whole world has seen the viral Drunk Dade video, but no one has ever exposed what he was doing, protecting DEI. In the video, the first words out of his mouth were, "Representative Kemple brings an amendment." The amendment that Phelan's team wrote with the Democrats protected all taxpayer-funded money to DEI staff in Texas, meaning you are all being soaked to pay for these degenerates that are pushing diversity, inclusion, equity, which is Marxism, which is cultural Marxism. That's me saying that, not Representative Harrison. Read the amendment below and understand, says Representative Harrison, that Dade Phelan's leadership team did everything possible to protect DEI, or as Chris Salcedo says, the DIE agenda in Texas. But now he wants credit for banning it. And we all remember that infamous moment when Dade Phelan stepped in front of the dais in an apparent state of impairment.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption.
Mr. Kemple, send an amendment. The amendment is acceptable to the author. Is there objection to the opposite amendment? The chair has none. The amendment is adopted. The chair recognizes Mr. Johnson of Harris. Mr. Johnson of Harris to speak in opposition to the bill. The chair recognizes Ms. Niabe Criado to speak in opposition to the bill.
You would have to be drunk to institutionalize diversity, inclusion, equity principles, cultural Marxism into Texas state government. You'd have to be drunk to do such a thing, wouldn't you think? The remaining runoff contests. Helen Kerwin, HD 58, versus Dwayne Burns. Helen being the conservative challenger, while Dwayne Burns, the pro-Democrat Republican incumbent. Caressa Richardson, HD 61, versus Frederick Frazier. Caressa, the conservative, where Mr. Frazier not. And then David Lowe, conservative, versus the moderate squish, Stephanie Click. I said at the beginning of this podcast that I firmly believe that the Texas Heist, the documentary put out by Texas Scorecard, was the foundation for the political earthquake that was felt on the Super Tuesday contests as several of these pro-Democrat Republicans were shown the door. And guess what? There's a sequel. It's going to be the Texas Heist Part 2, y'all. That's not what they're going to call it, but I thought it was fun to say. Michael Quinn Sullivan, the publisher of Texas Scorecard, joins me next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like daily headlines, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Let me welcome in our guest, Michael Quinn Sullivan. He's a graduate of Texas A&M, former newspaper reporter on Capitol Hill. He was a Capitol Hill staffer, I should say, and a think tank vice president and an Eagle Scout. He is the publisher of Texas Scorecard. Hey, my man, welcome back.
Hey, Chris, it is fantastic to hear your voice.
Right back at you, my friend. Look, I think we're going to get into this. The reaction I am hearing from some of the conservatives who attended a so-called Republican caucus meeting that are online out there for everybody to see, things are not going well for the pro-Democrat Republican folks.
It's really rough for those guys, which is really good for liberty-loving people like you and me.
Yes.
and all of our friends listening to us right now.
Indeed. So, look, folks, what I've got to tell you about Texas Scorecard and Michael Quinn Sullivan, first off, for those of you around the rest of the country, those of you who may be envious about what we were able to accomplish in the state of Texas, the first clean victory for conservatism over those Republicans who betray us in service to socialists. We had a significant number of them lose outright on Super Tuesday, and a significant number of them are in runoffs right now and are, according to a lot of the polling that we're seeing, the majority of them are poised to also lose their seats because of the betrayal of our people. What laid the groundwork for this, for the entire what I call rhino reckoning in the state of Texas, something I think should be happening everywhere in every state, was a documentary film called The Texas Heist, put out there by Texas Scorecard and Michael Quinn Sullivan. It was the beginning, the foundation of the earthquake, was it not?
You know, in many ways, I think it was, at least it reported on the earthquake that was going on, if nothing else, that, I think like you, I had for a long time been hearing, an increasing number of people, when it started out, it was just, the weirdos like you and me saying, man, it feels like the rhinos are running things in the Texas House. But at some point, it started being the evidence piled up, right? But also it started being spoken not by, the weirdos like you and me, but by normal people, mm-hmm. people who have normal jobs, who hang out with their family and they go to baseball games and they go to Little League practice with their kids. And they're starting to say it, and so the Texas Heist, I think, just kind of gave an opportunity to gather the evidence together for folks to see that what we've been sold about Texas for a long time wasn't actually what we were getting.
Well, you told the story to me, and I want you to retell it to the folks out there, because what shocked me, because I've known it for so many years, that so many Republican voters didn't know that Democrats choose the Republican Speaker of the Texas House, and they didn't know that that Republican Speaker was in turn making Democrats heads of committees, powerful heads of committees, powers they didn't earn at the ballot box. And you were speaking to a group, and a woman called you out. Tell that story.
Yeah, I was. It was literally one of the most bizarre experiences of my life. I was speaking in one of the square states, one of the places not Texas, the state of Kansas. Very nice place, apparently. And I'm going on about a topic completely unrelated to partisanship, to anything. It was just kind of a, you know, here's the lay of policy land and activism. And I made an offhanded comment during my remarks that, you know, and of course that legislation still hasn't been done in Texas because a Democrat chairs that committee. And this very nice lady stood up and she said, "You're a liar." Now, I've had people call me a lot of things. I've had people doze off during speeches. I've had people decide they want to go, you know, paint their toenails, all sorts of things. I've never had someone actually call me a liar. And I'm kind of taken aback. And I'm thinking, wasn't thinking about my offhanded comment about a Democrat chairing a committee. I was thinking about the substance of my presentation and, you know, figured out what she was upset about. So I just, you know, with the PowerPoint going and everything else there in this conference room, I showed the legislator, showed the picture, and her face was crestfallen. I later learned she was a member of their legislature, and that part of her shtick as a member of the legislature in Kansas was telling people that, you know, if, you know, we've got to make Kansas look like Texas, we've got to bring the same kind of sense of conservative fighting to Texas. Her entire persona was wrapped up in the idea that, well, if nothing else, we can still move to Texas. And I had just managed, with an offhanded comment, to shatter her perspective of the world. But unfortunately, reality sometimes demands that we pay attention to it. And I think that that's the same kind of response a lot of folks have had, is, wait a second, we're a Republican-controlled state. Why are Democrats in charge of things?
Right.
That's not what the voters ask for.
Well, I got to be honest with you. Every single time I put it out on the national show, whether it be on Newsmax 1 or Newsmax 2, I inevitably get an email saying that, Chris, you got to be misunderstanding. There is no way any Republican would be able to stay in office by putting Democrats in charge of powerful committees. No Republican would dream of doing that. And we have to tell them the truth. The Texas heist, in my view, through a documentary format, was able to lift that veil, which didn't only afflict legislators in Kansas, it afflicted a significant number of the Republican base voters in Texas who for the first time had this revelation, oh my gosh, Republican air quote leaders are going to the Texas State House and they are installing Democrats to kill conservative legislation. And I've got to be honest with you, Michael, I don't think it was the Charlie Garins of the world, the Dade Phelans of the world that resulted in this earthquake, this political earthquake that we saw. I think it's the extremism of the Democrats and that these Republicans who had built up their power base, their entire persona about delivering for Democrats, they couldn't hide the extremism anymore because it was so in your face. And they were caught by their own circumstance because they had been delivering for Democrats all these years. Any wisdom you see in that analysis?
Look, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, the evidence points to that in so many little areas that, you know, if you're not looking for it, you might not see it. For example, back in 2021, the newly elected Speaker of the Texas House, Dade Phelan, at the time. Dade Phelan, Speaker of the House, said, you know, he was in his first term as Speaker. He got elected to Speaker the way his previous two colleagues had, by making a deal with the Democrats, getting all the Democrats on board, and then telling the Republicans, you better line up with me.
Yep.
And so that's how Dade Phelan became Speaker. And you never know what's the deal. You know, what was the quo for the quid, right? And quid pro quo. What we learned then was when the election security legislation of 2021 came through, and in the middle of the night, a truly absolutely forgettable Republican legislator named Steve Allison introduced an amendment that he didn't even bother to describe, that all the Republicans just saw the Republicans were saying to vote for it and the Democrats were saying to vote for it, so everyone voted for it. And that amendment took election fraud, stealing of elections, from a felony to a misdemeanor.
Yep.
And that was the price, we later learned, of Dade Phelan being Speaker was of the making election fraud no longer a felony, but a misdemeanor. You know, think of the ramifications for that. How rarely misdemeanors are actually prosecuted in clear cut cases. You get something messy and confusing like election fraud, and suddenly no DA in the state is going to mess with prosecuting a silly misdemeanor over something they'll spend thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to prove. So that was the give in 2021. Grassroots activists found out about it. People found out. People were furious about it. The legislature had to come back and fix it. They had to come back and fix what they had put wrong. The governor of Texas yelled about it. Greg Abbott was furious about it. The lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, demanded that the House fix this. Now said, nope, we're not going to do anything about it. So they did come back and fix it in 2023. But what we learned in 2023 was the Democrats made a separate deal with Dade Phelan. We'll continue to play the game, but we want the head of the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton.
That was the deal that they requested for their support.
And so all of you out there know, just in case you're reviewing, this is a Republican making a deal with a Democrat for the Republicans' power to take voter fraud and make it a misdemeanor, which had been a felony in the state of Texas. That was one. When they got called out on that and an uproar over that, as you all know there naturally would be, then the Democrats demanded the head of Ken Paxton on a platter. And what they did is a fake and phony impeachment. They gathered evidence against Ken Paxton, not under oath, assuming that Ken Paxton would just fold up his tent and go away, say, to heck with this noise. It's just too much pain they're dishing up. Well, Ken Paxton stuck it out and it went to trial. And all those cats who went to the House and were able to give so-called testimony, these co-conspirators, not under oath, they had to change their stories once they were criminally liable under oath in the Senate trial. Folks, we're talking to Michael Quinn Sullivan. He is the publisher of Texas Scorecard. So, Mr. Sullivan, I want to... To everybody's delight, and I really believe this, the Texas heist was the foundation on which the Rhino reckoning happened. And you have some good news. There's going to be a part two.
Yeah, we've got a short part two followed by something going, I think, even deeper, be more exciting, coming out hopefully today. Technical glitches have run wild. The little Grinches that steal our technology joy have been made a mess of things. But it's called After the Heist. You'll be able to find it on our website, on our YouTube channel, on X. We'll be posting that video far and wide. It kind of gives an update of what happened between the release of After the Heist and essentially today. The other thing that After the Heist does is it set the stage for the next big documentary that's going to be released at the middle of April. And this documentary, as we were conducting the interviews, because we were pretty laser-focused, Chris, on this question of Democrat committee chairs, Democrats running the Texas House, this deal to impeach Ken Paxton. And that's what we were focused on with that documentary. But as we were talking to folks, both on the record and off the record, they kept pointing to the rumblings of who was really behind it, who was driving the money behind the keeping the Democrats in power. And so we have this new documentary coming out April 17th called Hubris, the Texas Kingmakers. Ooh. And we're going to be revealing who these people are, what they want, and what citizens should be trying to do about it. I think it's going to be I know it's going to be very upsetting to a lot of folks. A number of people who wanted to interview said, no, I can't be interviewed on camera because these guys can ruin my profession. They can ruin my social life. They can kill my legislation. And so, it's going to be, I think, a very revealing documentary. So when After the Heist comes out, folks will be able to see kind of the direction that documentary is going. Very excited about it.
Now, I would be shocked if I didn't hear the word Bush. I'm just predicting. If I didn't hear the word Bush dropped here or there, or the words Karl Rove dropped here or there. But look, I think this is fitting because the Texas heist was the foundation for the political earthquake that happened on Super Tuesday, where these pro-Democrat Republicans were just thrown out by angry voters who had every right to be angry. And then here you come with the next installment of the heist after the heist, as we're right in the middle of runoff elections to actually finish the job. The conservative movement finally outing these pro-Democrat Republicans who have been working in service to socialists. They don't like it very much. And let me just give you an example of one of the Republicans got together for a brief meeting, folks. Brian Harrison, who you all have heard on this program several times, here's what he said about that meeting. Tonight's at Texas GOP caucus meeting proved that Dade Phelan's team is struggling to accept the reality that voters just repudiated their liberal leadership of the Texas alleged House. It was embarrassing. And that's the most timid account of what happened that evening. But I think it's so appropriate you have part two coming out to usher us into May when these runoff elections will be so consequential for Texas. Yes?
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And I think that the aim of all these documentaries is to give folks a common language where they can ask questions. Fundamentally, Chris, the failure of Texas to be governed as a conservative state, the failure of Republicans to do the job that Texas voters ask of them. Yes, you know, we can point to Dade Phelan and Charlie Guerin and Jeff Leach, and you know, we can point to all these different guys and their particular but they ultimately are symptoms. And the real problem that drives this is that too many of us don't hold our legislators accountable.
Amen.
We don't treat our elected officials like the employees they're supposed to be. Instead, we defer to them as if they are, you know, as if they're they are our masters. We have to start asking better questions, and we have to commit to each other. I have to commit to Chris. Chris has to commit, you know, to Michael. We all have to commit that we are going to do our part to hold these people accountable to do our business, not serve themselves. And hopefully these documentaries are helping to give folks a common language by which they can have the conversations that are important, and then hold the elected official accountable so that Texas can live up to the marketing hype. I want to live in the Texas, Chris, that the rest of the world thinks we are.
Amen.
And the only way to do that is for you and me and our friends to hold these guys accountable.
Yep, and it's not just us. It's not just us in media, folks. You have got to take the ammunition that we give you, and you have got to use that to organize and make sure that every single time these so-called Republicans step out of line, they are shown who's boss, which is the dynamic they've been trying to overturn. Michael Quinn Sullivan, he's the publisher of Texas Scorecard, texasscorecard.com. Really appreciate all of your efforts and the discussion today.
Thanks, Chris. You are the best.
The feeling is mutual, my friend. That's going to do it, everybody, for this Salcedo Storm podcast. And share this one because it's got a lot of information that all of your friends who may be voting in these runoff elections would find very, very useful. Folks, it is important we turn the political earthquake on Super Tuesday into a political tsunami for conservatism to safeguard the Texas miracle and the great state of Texas, our sovereignty, our security, our prosperity. And job number one is getting rid of Republicans who betray that endeavor in service to socialists. So just keep that in mind. So, a couple of websites you need to visit, texasscorecard.com. You've heard that a lot today. texasscorecard.com. And also chrissalcedo.com. That's where you find me, conservative talk radio, the podcast, and also conservative television on Newsmax. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant, my friends.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.